Welcome back to Inside the Cave. Tom Crawford is with us. We're having a little bit of an issue here. Hello, Tom. Are you with us?
I'm with you. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. That's great.
And now we got Pat in here. Pat's here. All right, Pat. We got Tom on the line. Are you there, Pat?
Yeah, I am. Just turn that music down so I can hear.
I did. I turned the music down.
Well, we got Tom on the other line with us now. And Tom, of course, the continuing saga continues over at the University of Michigan. Is he going to stay? Is he going to get fired? What's going to happen? Of course, Michigan coming up to the Big Ten championship and taking on Penn State tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. What's the latest on this Michigan team?
Well, I mean, it's just, you know, it's still the waiting game. And I got to tell you, that game on Sunday at Chrysler, Pat and John, was painful to watch. I mean, the crowd, they had the senior day celebration. There was probably 10 people there for T. Will and the other guys, Jalen Llewellyn. Just their families. It was amazing. Incredible amount of apathy, and that should be a sign. Ward Manuel's there at the game. That should be a sign that there's some huge problems with this team, and we saw the end result, losing again, this time in Nebraska, 85-70. Michigan ends up 3-17 in regular season play, 8-23 overall. I think we're going to know. I think we're going to know the fate, obviously, either Wednesday night or Thursday morning. We're going to hear. I know I've been kind of stringing you along in our private conversations about this and what I think is going to happen, Pat. And I still think the chance of Juwan Howard coming back are far less than being retained. That's my feeling based on what I've learned, some other circumstances that I can't talk about surrounding it and meetings and things of that nature. So that's where I stand right now. And I think my own personal opinion, although he's a great guy, I just don't think he was a fit. I mean, with no coaching experience, head coaching experience clearly has shown these last couple of years. He started with some really solid John Beilein players, and they won a Big Ten championship in front of no crowds and everything during the pandemic year. But, I mean, God, look at these last 2 years. It's just complete erosion. This is the worst team in 107 years by far, what we're seeing right now.
Hey, so, Tom, just off the top of your head, is Wednesday's game, is that Juwan's last game in 70-30, 75-25? Where are you at?
Are you a percentage guy, John?
Kind of, sort of.
I'm saying 70-30, speaking of 70-30, that he's gone. That's how I feel. I can't picture him being retained. Based on what I know and based on some other circumstances that eventually will come out, I just don't think he will return. I'm telling you what, there's been some raw surveys done of Michigan fans. I mean, it's clearly 90% don't want him back. Now, I don't know what bearing that has, but I know a lot of donors. I know a lot of season ticket holders. They are livid with this, what has happened to this Michigan basketball program. I mean, John Beilein, when you read between the lines, is livid. You saw him on the studio show. You can just see it. He built this program up, and this thing has just unraveled completely.
Well, Tom, just a few short months ago, when the Jim Harbaugh issue was underway, and we heard from the Regents, we heard from Santa Ono, and actually Santa Ono got involved with that. Granted, the Michigan football team had a winning season, perfect season. But we haven't really heard anything as far as the Regents are concerned. course, I'm sure they're not going to get involved with any personnel issues like this, but the team has had a miserable, dismal season. I don't know, as you know, with Ward Manuel showing up all the time, what's his situation? I know he was kind of under fire under the Jim Harbaugh issue. Where does Ward Manuel stand right now?
Well, I mean, when I say George Ward Manuel's showing up, I've seen him in a few games now, and that's way more than he has. And once again, he's invisible otherwise. You know, Santa Ono is interesting president at Michigan. In contrast to Robin Fleming when I was in school, I mean, the president would just steer clear of athletics. That was just like that little sandbox, Don Canham, you take care of it. I don't want to hear any bad things. I don't have any troubles. You just go do your thing, and I'll focus on academics and you know, getting money for the university and all the research and all that stuff, okay? It's different with Ono because he visually embraced Michigan football like a fanboy. I'm not trying to say that in a negative way, but, you know, he was all about Michigan football, and that's all good if you're going to embrace the good, but you better also embrace the bad. And so I think Santa Ono's needs to do some what I call grown-up work, which is, you know, stuff that's not fun to do. It's embracing accountability and making management decisions, human resource decisions that are best for the university and not get sucked into, oh, he's a good guy or this or that, or he's a former member of the Fab Five, and then really delve into what's going on with the program. I mean, the John Sanderson thing is, you know, John Sanderson completely goes away with a settlement. What does that mean? Where he can't say anything. So they don't want him to say anything, so they settle. Interesting to know what that settlement was, that he just walks away. And when you see, you know, I mean, when you start connecting dots, it sounds like there was a physical altercation where Juwan Howard, likely got physical when there was, you know, a no tolerance situation like that where he would have been terminated. And so why weren't you terminated after the Wisconsin thing? I don't understand that.
Tom, are you aware of any discussions at all between Santa and Ward?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my understanding there has been some discussions. Maybe it was all three. I felt, you know, the settlement, it would be interesting to know if Santa Ono knew about what this settlement was and if he approved it. I'd love to know the answer to that. I don't know if anybody's going to answer it to me, because if he perhaps wasn't told about the settlement and it got not maybe fast-tracked is an overstated term, but that would piss off the president if I was the president. Because that's big time. That's high cotton type stuff that needs to be addressed by all powers to be. Everybody needs to be in the loop on that.
Doesn't he have to sign off on anything that might happen?
I don't have that kind of intel. I don't have that kind of background on higher education, administration, things like that, or legal stuff, even more so. So I don't know. I don't know what the protocols are at Michigan. I do know that the University of Michigan has to decide how important a men's basketball program is. I mean, it's so ironic. You have the national championship in football, and all that, and yet that was laced with controversy and an investigation, which my understanding is still going on. And so you have that, and so Michigan fans are, you know, all excited about football. So was that a good thing or a bad thing for basketball? Probably was a good thing for basketball because it distracted the fan base away where basketball isn't real, a nice to have, not a need to have. Football is a need to have at Michigan. What I need to have, they need to win. That's athletically. And quite frankly, there's only one need to have sport at the University of Michigan, and that's that Michigan football be good. That's just my perception. Based on, Michigan had a winning baseball team, got to the College World Series, and the coach got swept away by somebody else. And then basketball with John Beilein slips away. I don't know the circumstances, why he wouldn't want to stay. That didn't work out for him when he left. And, there's other sports that have slipped a little bit. I mean, women's basketball slipped a little bit this year. Wrestling slipped a little bit. I mean, it just slipped a little bit, Not a lot. I mean, they won 13 Big Ten championships last year. They're going to probably win two this year. Now, that's just 1 year removed away from a lot of Big Ten championships, and that's not what's going to get Ward Manuel fired. What's going to get Ward Manuel fired if he doesn't do the procedure? Well, he doesn't follow the procedure manual on important things like termination of people and settlements on altercations that happen in a lot where you're strength and conditioning coach, considered to be the best in the entire nation for basketball, all of a sudden it's not the Iowa game and he's out of the program, and then we heard about the altercation and things of that nature, and then, wow, it's just another, it's almost symbolic of this season.
Tom, I'd like to get your opinion on whether Juwan Howard stays or he is fired. What will be the situation in both of those scenarios?
Well, I mean, what will happen to the program? I mean, where will it go? Is
yes.
that your question, Pat?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody says, oh, watch what you wish for. Who are you going to hire? I don't know who they're going to hire. But it's got to be, you just got to get the best coach available that fits this program. It matches what you want to accomplish culturally, integrity-wise, accountability, and competitive-wise. And so I know there's a lot of young coaches out there that would – I mean, Michigan is a big-time brand. Let's be real. I mean, they went to two title games in the last 10 years, a rich history athletically. It is a national brand. The Block M is a national brand. I don't think it's going to be trouble getting a coach. And I think it'll track up. It'll help recruiting. If he stays, it's all bad in my estimation, because I don't see. I know he had the heart attack and all that stuff. That's unfortunate. But this team is getting worse. This team doesn't defend. This team at halftime, it's like if they're not up by 20 points, I mean the game's over. They're going to lose. I mean, you look at that. I mean, they don't make halftime adjustments at all. Fundamentally, optically, they're just terrible. There were some stages of the game against Nebraska that Tomananga just drove by guys and they just stood and watched him go. It was like the Washington Generals against the Globetrotters. Now, you look at that tape, it's jarring, some of the possessions that Nebraska had and Michigan not having any defense. So I just see more of that coming. And the other thing is, when you're a lame duck coach, say, oh, we're going to give him one more year, that's going to absolutely stall recruiting. Because it's going to be used against you. Like, well, why would you go to Michigan? Juwan's just got one more year. When you're in a lame duck situation, your recruiting completely stalls. So it's onward, or you're just delaying this one more year. You'll have Michigan not even making the Big Ten tournament next year because the bottom four of the 18 don't make the tournament. So, I mean, the season will be over with for a year from now, and that would probably be the case.
Yeah, I've heard also that there's one of the coaches on the team that have been mentioned as maybe another possible head coach at another school.
No, who is that? Are you talking about Saudi Washington?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, and I've known Sai since he was a kid here in Lansing Sexton. Know the family, great young coach. But, I mean, it's just like I watch on the bench right now. It's like everybody, there's not much involvement. I hope Sonny moves on. I mean, Michigan's just got to completely reboot. This is a reboot situation. I mean, look at Doug McDaniel. It's one incident after another with this program, and beyond the 8-23 and 3-17, and with Penn State on Wednesday night, let's just say 11 o'clock Eastern time, this dreadful season will be over with.
So, Tom, I mean, with the Michigan men's basketball program and the football program, is this like maybe the biggest changeover in coaching staff? I mean, like, I don't know, in history?
As far as having new coaches in the same – I mean, Michigan State one time, they had a new basketball coach, new football coach, new athletic director. And Michigan might be in that category. That was in 1976. Dr. Joe Kearney came in, and Darryl Rogers and Judd Heathcote were the coaches. I think Ward Manuel is. I think his status is not quite as uncertain as Juwan, but it's close. I think when we talk next Tuesday, we're going to have a lot to talk about. We might need two segments.
Well, I think we can do that. Do you think we can do that, Pat?
I think we can do that very well.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, okay. I don't know. I mean, this has been stringing along here, but wow. We're going to find, I mean, they're going to lose Wednesday night, and then you can, you know, you got to make decisions based on recruiting, and if you're going to fire somebody, You got to notify the rest of the college basketball world that hey, the head coaching position is open at the University of Michigan.
Okay, are you guys ready? Maybe to switch gears quickly here. What's the chatter so far on spring football? I mean, what do you hear?
Well, I mean, Quentin Johnson returning, getting the NIL deal. Who they thought might go to the NFL. I mean, that's good. That defense is going to be freaking stellar. I'm not worried about the defense, just the offense. Mike Hart leaving or not being retained. I mean, he had a my guess is this, that, you know, Mike Hart had this leave. He went on leave. And probably Jerome thinking, hey, are you coming back? And Mike Hart needs more time. I mean, you got to have a running backs coach. Are you with us or are you against us? I'm just guessing with that scenario I'm painting right there. But so you got to get a new running backs coach, and that's fine. But, you know, we haven't heard much buzz, no pressers or anything like that. There's just so many missing pieces right now. The spring game is April 20th. And later, which is typically 2 weeks later than it normally is, and we'll learn a lot more. And then, you know, you'll really get a good picture painted on this Michigan team, and it's going to be a good team. It's going to be hard to repeat. It's going to be hard to win the Big Ten championship, but the Big Ten is going to be a juggernaut. But that's something you can smile about is Michigan football.
Pat, you got anything?
No, I think we're out of time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Tom.
All right, guys.
Well, Tom, tell us how people can keep track of you.
Yeah, Tom State Community on my YouTube page. All the content, all the videos. I got a lot of Michigan stuff out on there. Same thing on my Facebook page, Tom State Community. Also on Sunday nights on Press Pass Fox 47. You can Google that and get all the videos. And so always a pleasure to be on with you guys, and look forward to some more intel next week. So, finally get a clear view of where this basketball program is headed.
So and, you're saying, wait just a second, Pat. So you're saying that next week when we talk, it's going to be a pleasure.
I think we'll know what's going on. I'll just say that. Clearly.
Okay.
I'll be shocked if we don't know what's going on a week from today.
All right, Pat, you want the final word here?
No, I think we're done.
All right, Tom.
Guys.
Have a great one.
Have a great day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
See ya.
All right. Yeah. Bye-bye.